According to the United Nations, food waste is defined as food that's initially safe for people to eat, but it doesn't get eaten because it's left to spoil or it's thrown out. The U.S. government estimates that food waste in America could be as high as 40% of the food supply. But there is a process that ensures that food left to waste doesn't stay that way.
Americans send more than 30 million tons of food to the landfill every year. But as the saying goes, one person's trash is another's treasure. Really, smelly treasure.
I mean, we're not dealing with Bed Bath & Beyond. These are the smells of nature.
Welcome to Heartland Biogas, a facility in rural Colorado that takes food waste from all over the state and turns it into electricity.
The waste comes from grocery stores, from cafeterias, from restaurants, packing houses, that meat preparation, dog food or pet food manufacturing facilities, food processors, just about any place that has a food-based waste.
The process Heartland uses is called anaerobic digestion. And as the name implies, it works just like our human digestive systems by breaking down food into energy, in this case, electricity. The food waste that comes into the facility is separated from any packaging, chewed up into a more digestible state, and mixed with bacteria in one of Heartland's 1.7 million gallon holding tanks. And while in human digestion, gas is far from being the goal, gas is exactly what Heartland is after. Remember the smell from before? It's methane, and it's a great source of renewable energy.
We create three things: gas, liquid soil amendment, and solid soil amendment or peat moss-like material. The digester, just like your stomach, is bacteria. The bacteria eat the organics and they create gas, not unlike what we do.
Methane is a powerful greenhouse gas. So when food rots in a landfill and seeps gas into the atmosphere, it's bad news for the environment. In fact, if global food waste were a country, it would be the world's third largest emitter of greenhouse gases. The methane made in Heartland's digesters is pumped into an interstate pipeline, where it can be accessed as a source of clean, renewable power, all while cutting down on harmful emissions.
The vast majority of the materials that we process were originally landfilled or disposed of. We can process up to 1,200 tons a day. That's a really good-sized landfill. If you're doing 240,000 tons a year into a landfill, that's a lot of waste. And so this is a very efficient and impactful way to recapture that resource.